You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 17. And we have the whole family here today. We've got myself and Amy.
Hello, hello.
We have our head engineer, Steph.
Woohoo! I'm back.
She is back. And
with all her skills.
Well, yeah, because at this point,
which apparently I forgot one of them.
We can't do it without her.
Exactly.
So she's made herself indispensable.
There you go.
It's a great word. Yeah.
I like being indispensable.
Yes. Yeah.
It's better than being indefensible.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
and
accurate.
Then, of course, is Not My Belle Dave.
Not My
Hashtag
Belle Dave.
Hashtag Not My Belle Dave.
My bad.
And the hubby is here. Jeremy's here. Amy's hubby's decided to join us for a second time.
How are all you doing today?
We are good.
Yeah. See, the second time was the charm. I think I like that hello.
Yeah. Jeremy had to warm up a little bit. Because I was saying earlier that, you know, it's hard to call everybody guests now that you've been on the show so many times that you've just become like.
Can we not say family, though? Because that just makes things a little creepy.
Does
yeah, it
does.
Yeah.
It
kind of does.
I mean, at least a little bit.
You know,
we're our own quirky.
I mean, we
family.
Just traded shirts back earlier in the evening.
I know. Hey, you know, it's all relative, as they say. So,
hey, you know what they call it when you know what they call the sweat that forms on your forehead when you're banging your sister-in-law? That's relative humidity.
Oh. Wah, wah. Wow. Wow. You know, there's nothing like a good incest joke to keep you going for the day.
All right. So, guys, thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you to Podcast Detroit. And
so we're going to cheers. Morning. First cheers.
Woo-hoo. Cheers to the
Hurrah.
Night. Cheers to episode 17.
Cheers, yay. Everyone.
Which
everyone.
Is clink.
Why am I only one drinking liquor on this cheers?
I poured mine in here.
Oh, okay.
Because I say he definitely has liquor in there. It's just, it's a mix.
Yeah, we're good.
It's diluted, though.
All right, so how was everyone's week? I know you and Stephanie, Dave and Stephanie, had something going on last weekend.
Yeah.
In what context?
we both had tables at
you guys went to the Michigan Comic Con.
Yep. We are family.
Down at Cobo Hall.
All right.
And just to briefly touch on it, so we don't, you know,
yeah, we're
bitch
not good,
for
yep.
the whole
yeah.
45 minutes.
Because we only briefly touch.
Yeah. I only like to touch things for like a
we're
second.
We're not gonna rub on this for a long
a
time,
little
all right?
Touch.
We're just gonna do a brief
just
touch.
Real quick.
Just a tease.
So this is our second year. And the company that runs it, they do several other Comic-Cons across
yep,
the country.
Yep, this is their fifth, yep.
They've all been very successful. And last year, Michigan Comic-Con seemed to be pretty successful from mm-hmm. what I saw. This year, they changed some things, and I don't want to be like a negative Nancy, but it was for being a three-day convention and how much they charged for people to get in and all of that, it was just not what most vendors and artists were expecting.
Not the best experience
well,
for you.
Didn't I yeah. read right that they upped the prices too? For
they upped the
admission?
Parking prices.
Well, so that's not them. That's Cobo.
That's Cobo. Well, but that people are going to always associate it with them
right.
anyway.
Yeah.
I know better, and you
so
know.
So
better,
I, like, I'm sorry. Like my favorite episode actually was three episodes of Worst Meatball Sandwich that we ever did. We did the airport, the restaurants at the airport, and the airlines at the airport. And the reason why we wound up doing a three parter was because we kept laughing so hard because people were leaving bad reviews for the airport based on the airlines. The restaurants, bad reviews for the restaurants based on the airport and the airlines,
oh.
and bad reviews for the airlines based on the airport and the restaurants.
Right. So if you're pissy about
it's
the whole part, I didn't have to pay for parking at Cobo, but for those that did, don't be mad at Michigan Comic Con, but there were things that were in their control that happened in the convention.
Well, and it was hard for me to judge. It was hard for me to gauge things. Like, so cons for us are very different than like cons for you. You know, so cons for like for us,
truth.
It's pure marketing and advertising. Like Steph is there to sell shit that weekend and walk away with money.
And also market, but yeah, selling
yeah.
is like my number one focus.
Like whereas us, it's pure marketing. Like so for us, it's our gauge of a con is what's going to happen in the next 30, 60 days, you know, as far as, you know, like, and it's, and from that standpoint, we've had a lot of follow up from people that stopped by our booth. Like, I probably had about two dozen, maybe 30 conversations with folks over the course of the weekend, and we've already had about 10 of them reach out.
That's really good.
You know,
and
about starting up a show
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. So cool. Life's good. We'll see how many of those actually convert and follow through into doing something. But I mean, almost universally from the vendors that we know that I know there, sales were just atrocious. And it was hard for me to gauge attendance. So they did. They announced figures. They said it was up over 50,000 for the weekend.
So do you think total for all 3 days?
Well, I just heard 50,000. So
I'm guessing it's all 3 days.
So because like they took over an additional hall this year inside Kobo, so everything was much more spread out.
Okay.
Which made it really hard to get. Like I was always trying to gauge like traffic last year versus traffic this year,
but you couldn't,
and
tell.
I couldn't because I couldn't get the same spatial reference, and like and where like one side of the hall would be almost completely empty, like you could walk out in the lobby and there'd be a ton of people out there,
so,
like whether coming and going for and that was the other part that I heard a lot of complaints about were communications gaps and logistics issues, like. Hey, where the hell are the panels? Hey.
Yeah, the panels were way far out. But long story short, overall.
I just had a couple quick questions for you guys.
Yeah.
Is it the same weekend every year?
So this is only
convention?
The second year they've done it.
Yeah,
okay. And yes.
It was the
so
same
do you
weekend.
Think that anything with the Michigan
Dream Cruise
had anything to do with
that? So there
that?
Were two things I heard. Dream Cruise, Renfest.
Yes. It was
so
opening
Dream
weekend.
Cruise,
that was the other yeah. thing I
Dream
was
Cruise,
say.
I don't buy.
Okay.
So Dream Cruise, to me, that's a different demographic. And even if you have, like, the dad that's into Dream Cruise and whatever, okay, that's usually one day, like one of those weekend days.
Yeah, Saturday. That's
and then the other day, the kids are going to nag you into going to the con with them.
Yeah.
Renfest, I'm not going to lie, their big opening weekend.
Yes, it was opening
that's
weekend
like,
for the Renaissance Festival.
That's nerd prom.
Yeah.
Like, that's like that. Like if you're in that world at all,
I do know that they also had, like, this year, they had a ton of opening bands, like people that know, like they had a couple of country singers. I know you guys don't listen
at
to country.
Renfest.
Yes, they did.
Wow,
they did. They actually did. Some,
wait,
they
so I can't get a fork because
you,
forks didn't exist in the medieval times.
But they
can have a totally logical.
But yes, those things did. I
so
feel
that's
that
what
they
I was
interfered.
Wondering if that interfered
so
with
are you guys
traffic
do this
and.
Next year?
I'm not going to lie. Maybe. I mean, so okay. like I said, for us, it's marketing and it's.
And you're there to represent Podcast Detroit, of course.
Right.
Correct?
And we have shows that come in and do like, you know, they do live broadcasts at the event. We had a few of those happen. I recorded some stuff there, you know, just trying to get one of the other ideas that I have in my head off the ground. So there's some of that stuff that goes on. So like I said, I mean, it's different for us than it is, mm-hmm. you know, and we did. We had people that. Just with us, it's all about like the swag and stupid shit. Like, so
and
we
they
have
these stupid
and for,
frisbees. And
okay, the frisbees were a huge hit.
I know, everybody loves these frisbees.
And all the new
Stephanie,
stickers.
Though, you were there to promote.
Oh, well, yeah, I was promoting. I'm always promoting something, but I have a Kickstarter running for Aeonian 2. And I had, you know, a display of Aeonian 1. Like, that was
and
like,
this is your comic book
yes.
that you have written.
Yes, this is my comic book series that will be ongoing.
There
so
you go.
Issue 2, there's two more issues in the first arc.
I feel like if you would have named it Aeonian, I had no drinks.
Yeah. Maybe that's the problem.
If you would have named it Aeonian 2 Electric Boogaloo, I think it would have been much more successful.
But it would have been off-brand for me. So
I like that.
Also, it's a direct
rip-off. So real quick, Stephanie, tell our listeners how to find your Kickstarter.
All you have to do, I don't have – I'll post the link on Drunken Confessions later. But all you have to do is go to Kickstarter and look up Aeonian, Aeonian, number 2. And we're live for 10 more days as of Wednesday, what's today's date?
The 21st.
I don't know. So we actually end September 1st at noon, I do believe.
All right, very cool.
So definitely check it out. It is for you horror fans, there's blood and gore, but for people who like a meaty story, it's very drama. There's a lot of family dynamics. And
well, I know just from following you on social media, I've seen a lot of the artwork that's coming out on it. I'm intrigued. I'm going to have to start reading
it's
comic
cool.
books and I'm going to have to see what
for sure
you've come up with. So I'm very excited.
Hewitt and Myman, my scientists, they're ready, y'all.
And sure. Cass, anything cool happen with you this weekend?
Absolutely
are you kind of like me and yeah,
absolutely
same old,
nothing.
Same old.
I've just been doing my home study for my life and health.
I got my hair cut.
I know, I cut it.
Thanks for listening.
let me know. I cut it. So, yeah.
That was the exciting part of my
other
weekend.
Than that, yeah, absolutely nothing exciting's happened this week. So, but what I am excited about is our topic for tonight because it's actually playing off of last week's topic. So last week we talked about relationships and educating Amy. Well, I got to educate her a little bit more while we were planning out this one because we were talking about fetishes. So I know, right?
And this was 100%
in the fetish rainbow.
This was 100%
and that's just
educating
it.
Amy.
There is like so many. I gotta put my pen down. There's so many fetishes out there.
I would like to take a moment though, since we're talking about last week, and because I know it's usually right about this time where this happens and this comes out. I want to talk about the goddamn drunken confessions box. So as promised, I went through each and every slip of paper.
I know. He removed almost all of them.
No, but there's – okay. So here's my question. What's the name of the show?
Drunken Confessions.
Right. So why in the ever-living hell were like half these – you know, I will pick one of these dumb ones at random.
mind you, he pulled a lot out.
No.
Muscle car or sports car? No. That's not Drunken Confessions.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like first date. Okay. How can I get to know you? Oh, my God. What's the other one? Here's another one. What's your favorite band? Oh, my God. No. That's not a Drunken Confessions.
Dropkick Murphys. It's all about the deer.
All-time favorite TV show? Oh, my God. That's such a... Oh, you got excited.
Okay.
Oh!
Dave, we fucking get it. We fucking get it.
Okay.
Calm down, Valley Girl.
Okay, so I will explain this to you, Dave.
So I have purged.
You
did. I will
explain
this to you.
Explain it.
Because for the longest time, it was just Cass and I doing the podcast, right? So a lot of those we came up early in the shows.
Just for shit to come up with.
Just things, ideas, and because I don't like to reveal stuff, I was putting all the vanilla things that I thought that we could go in there.
So, Dave, she's the girl, when you play truth or dare, always picks truth,
always
and then
pick
if it
truth.
Makes her blush, she's like, I won't do it. Never
I'm
dare,
always dare,
always the truth, unless
I'm
it's too uncomfortable.
All right, well,
I don't want to tell you.
All I'm saying is I took it easy on you, and I just removed things. I did not add any.
Oh, well, I was really looking forward to you adding things.
Oh, no, I have. I have a bunch that I could, and I will have them prepped and ready and all cut up and ready to put in there next week.
I'm all right. So
I will slip them
that.
Into your box next week.
Sexy.
Right.
Okay,
man.
Well, Dave,
well, with that said, I think we should do.
So let's do a drunken confession.
Yeah.
What did
I? Make Dave pack. Because,
yeah,
you
because
know,
he pulled
so...
all the... What? Bad one.
I think we have like three left.
I know.
In
can
here,
we
right?
open it and see? He wouldn't let us open
no,
our box.
It's not too bad.
All right. Cool.
Well, we've spent a lot of time on these, you know.
I know.
So I'm trying not to like.
If you guys
single tear
fight him in the streets, it's cool. Like
if you what?
If you want to fight him in the streets,
oh, fight him! I was wondering what she was telling me to do to you in the street.
I mean, you do whatever you
all
want.
All right. So
to him
for
in the
our
street.
First drunken confession, Dave's going to read.
That's still questionable.
Oh my God.
I left a couple questionable ones in. All right, so here you go. And this might be too early in the evening for this one, but still. So
I feel like I need a shot for
honestly,
this.
Honestly, we already know the answer to this one for you. So what sexual activity do you consider completely off limits?
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that answer.
All right, Amy, well, what is it then?
Anal.
All right. Jeremy? That was Jeremy, by the way.
Okay, Jeremy, so you're not happy with her response. What's your response? What is the one sexual thing
I can,
that's just...
I can tell it if you're not honest.
Hey, no toys in the back door. I'm a dude, you know.
No pegging.
So
no,
so
definitely
no
pegging.
Anal for you
no.
either.
Oh, so anal is
okay
off limits for both of you.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Alrighty then.
All right. Well, we're going around this way, so...
Honestly, like, so, and this will tie in, like, people, like, I play in certain worlds. I'm just not into anything that involves, like, cutting, blood, that kind of stuff. Like, I know people are very into the whole pain part of things, and some people get into the whole, like, blood sport, all that, like, that's...
I don't want to get HIV flicked on me on accident.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. But, like, I get it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay with like restraints and ropes and all that fun stuff, but like when it gets to like truly
just nothing
really hurting someone, no.
When it could actually cause life or death situation, you don't want to be involved.
Well, no, like some people are into like knife play, where like even if it's like really shallow cuts and that like and it's you know
really
and,
to each other.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, there are some people that are very
Jesus,
very into that.
I got a lot of learning.
Again, educating
exactly.
Amy.
Yeah, exactly.
I really
so
have
like
a
there
lot
are people
learned.
That are really really into that, and that's cool. But not my scene. Yeah. But like, and I've always, right. My whole thing is, you know what? Everybody has their kinks. Mm-hmm. As long as your kinks don't interfere with my kinks, we're good.
All right.
Exactly. But you're welcome to your own.
So, yeah. Cass, what's yours?
I actually have two that are tied for me. I would have to say one is Waterworks.
What's that?
I don't know. Oh, yeah,
water sports.
Yeah.
Getting peed on. Yeah.
Oh, you got
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Water sports. Water sports.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome to,
that's fine. I like this educating Amy.
Really?
Yeah, that's
are
fine.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm not blushing. So, actually, I'm not 50 me, Shades yeah. of Red yet.
You I'm are? Really happy
no,
that
I'm
you're
good.
Not.
No, I'm getting
so,
used
yeah,
to this.
So, yeah, so, you know, the whole, yeah, the any kind of bodily functions, I'm just, you know, bodily yeah. fluids thing. Yeah,
no R. Kelly yeah, type stuff.
Yeah, no, that no. just totally grosses me out. And I just totally forgot what the second thing was that I was thinking.
Okay, and then Stephanie, what is
especially
yours?
Especially since I only have two. I mean, I'm like, the rest is all.
Yeah, I'm pretty much up there with you, like, I don't want anybody to piss on me. I don't want to piss on
no
anyone.
No R. Kelly allowed.
I feel like there's only one or two of your bodily fluids that I'm interested in, and mm-hmm. your piss and your shit aren't,
I
aren't
have to
either
say,
of them.
I have to say,
you know, like,
I
just
never
know.
Even thought about that stuff.
Really?
So that is really
is that telling
that
you
is
how,
like,
how gross
oh,
we are?
No. That is like now
remember,
my number one.
I remember my second one. I don't like choking.
No?
No, I am against choking. Yeah. Luckily
that's a
enough,
story we could talk about later.
Yeah, so
I want to
totally,
hear why.
No, I'm not. I'm against choking. And I can't do any kind of gags only just because my mouth is so small.
Small mouth.
Wow.
All right.
Small mouth, big
we
teeth.
Did it, you guys.
So we actually had that first one go through. So which is going to lead us right into fetishes, which perfect.
See, what a beautiful yes, segue.
It does.
You're welcome.
It goes right into impact
it is.
Play.
And I had so much fun going through this with Amy because she was reading descriptions, but I was telling her what it was before she
no,
even read it.
So I was reading the descriptions to myself. And then I said, okay, Cass, it's quiz time. So I would tell her the title, and as I'm reading the description, I swear she was like word for word for every single
I could have written the article.
And I went, seriously? I have so much to learn.
You do. You really
all right,
do.
So this
go ahead.
Is why,
you go first, Amy, with the first one.
Well, you have to explain them all because I'm
will.
Still
I'll
not.
I'll explain
okay,
them.
Okay, so
them.
It's impact play.
Spanking.
Okay.
Whips.
That seems like a... That's like calling paddles. A janitor a sanitation engineer.
Yeah, it's a really
why
fancy
why not just call
word.
It spanking?
Well, yeah, it's just... it is.
And you know this, people who are really into something like to make it sound special or
well,
different.
Because when, know, I, like a, when I heard impact play and Cass said that spanking,
I was thinking like punching.
No, yeah.
Yes,
that's
where
impact play.
Well, and that's
spanking,
where my head
in some cases
spanking
it can
is
be.
Spanking, but I thought impact play would be a lot tougher, a lot well, more painful.
And the other thing is, as we're going through this and as I'm explaining it more to Amy, she's like, at first she's like, I don't do any of these. And then she's like, oh, well, I can
after
do that
we,
one. And yeah. I've done that. So there's a couple more. Once we got into the definition of exactly what they were, Amy was more like, oh, yeah, okay, so that's not as bad as I thought it was.
Right. Which
impact
so,
play which
impact was play
sounds a lot worse than where it really is. It's just spanking or paddling, you know, you can have a lot of
I'm
different
just taking
ways.
A selfie. My hair looks really cute. I actually had time to,
I,
like, get my
I
shit together
I adore you, but
today.
I was just making sure you weren't trying to take a whole table picture.
Oh, I already did.
Yeah.
Oh, I already
Jesus.
Got I did you guys first. I always right, like so. To, I always like to try to get other people off before myself.
Is that because you
but
want to
some
do a
people
confession,
stop me.
Or is that just
because I called
her? No, that was her little double on top.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. All right, Amy, summed up too.
Role playing.
That one's self-explanatory.
Yeah, that I knew what that was.
I'm
but...
a level 37 paladin with +12 charisma.
Oh, I do play D&D, and I do play all those games. When it comes to the bedroom, though, Amy and I talked about this, and we both had the
okay,
same.
Okay, so
let me just whip up my Excalibur for you, and you
right,
understand.
And we can't.
So
I can't
I'm
do
kind
it.
Of I'm kind of interested in the role playing. Here's my drunken confession.
Listen, are you listening, woo! Jeremy?
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in the role
somebody's
playing.
Have some fun tonight.
But I'm pretty sure I can't do it without laughing. Like, I think it's going to be like, I feel so stupid and this is so dumb. I'm not going to be able to do it.
The easiest way to start off doing role play is so you and your partner decide, like, you're going to go, like, you go to a bar first before him. And you're going to pretend like you don't know each other. So he rolls up and he has
but to... even if he comes and acts like he doesn't know me, I've been with this man for 15
but
years.
But you couldn't,
I'm
gonna you couldn't
laugh
okay.
at him.
You I'm sorry. Even do that. You ever watch Star Wars?
Yes.
You okay with, like, lightsabers? The Force?
Well, yeah.
Things in space burning when there's no air? You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
You just got to run with it.
Yeah. Like, that's like, for me, like, I think that's the easiest way to introduce people to role playing because it's like you're in public, so you're not going to like do anything dirty or weird, but you're in.
Or will you?
You could. That's up to you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Most real quick. People won't. Something is blowing. Like,
oh, that's because
things.
They're setting up for a birthday party.
Was that
out
balloons?
There and...
They lost their balloons. Okay. I'm like, what is flying door? By the windows?
All right. All right. Squirrel. All right. Keep on track, Amy.
All right. Sorry.
So with role playing though, do you consider that like talking, like, you know,
like sexting and that kind of shit, that's
no,
a whole different level.
Right. And yeah. Like talking dirty is different than yeah. role playing,
especially when you get like you have to be good
like
at it too.
Yeah, like, well, hey, I'm the pizza guy.
I'm Batman. You
I got
a woman.
I got you an extra large sausage.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
And then, well,
you're gonna hang. Like you're gonna pretend like you're Spider-Man and hang upside down.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wanted the pizza with the extra sausage?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, you just described the beginning of every porno.
Well, every porno that we're supposed to believe exists. I mean, maybe that was like the '80s porn. I don't know.
I heard you.
Hey, why do you think I was watching it?
I heard you need your washing machine repaired. I'm here to make sure you can take a load.
So for the rest of you guys, I assume from knowing and what we've talked about last week, you guys are all into role playing and it's not
I'm not opposed to it. But
I can't do it.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Not that you're into it, that you're not opposed to it.
I can't do it. I'm too much of a jokester. And I just don't take things seriously.
Like, that's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is that while I'm playing dead, a serial killer will be saying funny shit. Like, that's my biggest, like, because I'm like.
I don't take shit seriously.
Okay, so that's a story for a whole other podcast.
I can tell you, yeah, we could do how many times have you laughed during sex, because unfortunately, I do all the time. Oh, I shouldn't say. It did not come out right.
You know what?
Hashtag, hi, Tom.
There's nothing wrong with laughing during sex. I sometimes orgasm to the point where I'm laughing, and it's not because – it's because I am – like, my body feels so good that I can't not laugh. It's a release. It's just like –
well, I'm putting that down in the books.
Oh,
I've never heard that one.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are you laughing at?
It doesn't sound like, oh, my God, trust me. It does not sound like that at all.
It's not – it's not like No, it's not.
No, yeah, it's okay. Very different.
We have not.
All right,
oh my God, that's so funny.
We have not. You're fucking laughing. You're not taking it serious.
50 Shades of Red.
Oh yeah, you know this is
I'm
this
sorry.
Is. But you know what?
Here, I'll turn the air conditioning
I'm good.
Down.
I'm good.
Oh, I'm telling you, this
fan,
is hilarious.
Actually, just turn the fan speed up.
All right, so
although I gotta admit,
go on
laughing would be better than crying, for sure.
Well, it's better. You know what? It's better to laugh than get angry during sex.
There we go.
But angry sex, if you are angry
There's something to be said for a good
brunch. Oh, I love angry sex. Love angry sex. And Amy and I've had this talk because she's never had angry sex. And I'm like, you are so missing out. I love angry sex.
Really?
But
like, does she just not know she's had angry sex?
No.
How is she missing out by not having angry sex? Obviously,
okay,
you're not
so,
getting along with
you
something.
You have to have angry
something
sex.
Something pissing
no.
you off.
First of all, if I didn't have angry sex, I'd probably never have sex.
I hate to miss out on being pissed off all the time.
We have already talked about angry sex.
We have.
So if you guys want to hear
one
where
of our
my,
first episodes.
Yes. Yeah, so sorry. I think it's like 4 or 5. So we're not going to go back into that discussion.
Okay.
However, we are going to go into number 3, which is foot fetish. And I freaking hate that.
I hate feet.
And I don't understand it. However, work is really slow and I'm really considering on putting like foot porn out there and then selling my toenail clippings.
So you're not into
no,
it.
Hey, you know what? There's women out there making how much
no,
money for
I
bath
don't,
water?
I don't want anybody to touch my feet. Like my husband, we've been together 15 years. He goes near my feet, he gets kicked. Like he knows. That's
what?
Yeah. Oh, I hate
Tom,
it.
Well, see,
I hate
Tom,
it.
Tom messes with me by putting his feet on me, and I hate that.
Oh my don't gosh, I hate me. It. I hate it so much.
Yeah. So, but not, you know what? To each their own, though. I mean, if you really are into feet, then go
I'm not
for
trying
it.
To suck on anybody's toes, but I'm sorry. A really good foot rub is.
Oh no,
that will put me in the mood just because my
no,
feet hurt a lot.
My feet now. See, my
I
feet are
do,
super ticklish.
I won't
it,
even
yeah.
go
good.
And get a pedicure. I will do my own pedicure.
I
no
just
one's
so,
touching
I'm
my
just
feet.
Super ticklish. I'm just super ticklish.
Why
that's
do you hate
problem.
Asian women?
They can do my hands and nails all they
I
want.
Got mine done.
Either way, I get it. A lot of people don't like feet. They think they're gross. I
but
have no
fine.
Issue with feet. Like I don't want to like give a toe job. If you guys know what that is.
I do know what
yes.
that is.
Yeah, I'm but not, I have, but I have had a guy suck my big toe one time, and I did jump. I jumped.
I'm also not opposed to doing it. I don't think
husband
feet are gross.
It's itty bitty.
Yeah, so yeah, if somebody really was like, hey, I really want you to do this, I would suck on a toe.
Ew.
Really?
It's a toe. It's called soap and water. Like, oh my if gosh. You wash their feet, it's not like they're like rubbing it in dirt and
you're
shit.
You're going to play Jesus first?
All right, you guys are grossing me out.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's move on to number five then, because Amy's getting
yeah. Four. Don't throw up. Isn't love you.
No, we're on, oh, no, sorry.
No,
four.
We are on number four, but sorry, we already bad. Touched base on anal sex.
Anal sex.
I was like, how am I keeping this on track?
Jesus I don't know. Christ. No, you don't have. I know you don't have.
However, the one thing that I found interesting. Doing,
about anal sex?
Yes.
What do you find interesting about anal sex, Miss? I've never had it.
I found it interesting and hilarious. And I just want, I'm going to read this. And you guys tell me what's wrong with the sentence. In a recent study, 37% of women and 43% of men said that they have engaged in anal sex, in which women received and men gain. And I was like, then somebody's lying.
Yeah. Yeah. What the percentages are off?
No, because that makes right. no qualification no, for
said,
homosexuality.
No, it did. No.
Said,
the men
it
said
says
they
in which women received
all heterosexual
and men have given
in heterosexual in heterosexual sex. But no. Women are
that doesn't. You're right.
37 say 37 women say they've received it.
I don't hear any. Like, did it say? Did it
heterosexual?
Okay.
Sex.
Men say they've given.
Read
it.
It's in heterosexual sex on both parts.
No, it just says, in a recent study,
yes.
37% of women and 43% of men said they'd engaged in anal sex in which women received and men gave.
Yeah.
So which, that's, it doesn't there's nothing in there about heterosexuality, like homosexuality at all.
Oh, wait a second. The numbers are off. Shouldn't the numbers be the same?
I'm totally seeing what he's saying.
Because a dude does another dude, and that raises the percentage
up. You're right.
Truth.
You're right.
Yeah.
You
I would
are
think
right.
that no, I would think that the men's would be the much higher though.
It is.
But it,
oh,
it
no,
be,
I think it'd be a lot higher than 6%. It's only a 6% difference.
Well, these are people that are admitting it. And yes. just in this one study, it's probably like for 100 people or something. You never know.
Survey says.
Yeah, right.
You right, had so, a dick in your butt.
So top 100 so, on the board.
So we're cutting that part
not,
out, right?
No, I did not have to actually explain anal sex to Amy or the next one, Amy.
Oh, lingerie just to impress.
Just like, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you bought me lingerie for my bachelorette party present.
That's
like,
what friends are. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
That's what friends are.
It was beautiful and purple and sheer. And
it was.
Keep
loved
rising.
It. All right, number six.
Keep smiling. I'm still on. That's what friends are for. Sorry.
All right, we're moving on. That's okay.
Number six is group sex, which absolutely no.
Never done it.
Oh my God, crickets.
Okay.
What?
All right, then, no, we're just going to go ahead and move along to number seven.
No, it's
been
time
there,
for
done that, got the t-shirt.
Confession.
What do you need? What do you want to know?
Confession?
Have you, okay, so Dave, have you ever had group sex?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the way he said it.
Yeah,
yep.
He has absolutely no problem.
Awesome. I'm shocked.
And?
Banger.
You're shocked?
It's
but okay. So
only,
we're not talking.
I'm only
threesome.
Shocked. No,
talking...
I'm only shocked because I've never met anybody who admitted or has done group sex.
Well, no, here's the difference. Like, so are we talking like threesomes? Are we talking like a room full of people? Are we talking about hey, that one time I went to Denmark and there was a swingers party? Or are we talking
group sex? Met,
I've never been to Denmark. So we're
when
gonna,
we looked up group sex, it was actually all of the above. It was more than two people.
Okay, well check. Yeah.
Okay.
I've had threesomes with two girls. I've had threesomes with two guys and a girl. I've done
or him
wait,
another
that's
guy
a foursome.
And a girl.
Huh?
That's a foursome.
You
said
another
two guys
guy
and a girl.
Well, I was one of the guys. That was my, I said,
okay.
That's why
you
I said threesomes
said
were two guys
like,
and a girl.
Wait, that's foursome. That's not threesome.
You're slow,
but...
Cass, because we all.
That's right. There's threesomes, foursomes, orgies, an orgy with a looky-loo, and then group sex.
An orgy with a looky-loo.
Okay, have you ever done, here's an extra bonus question for Dave. Have you ever done one of those types of group sex more than once?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you love it.
Not that I love
it,
but
if the opportunity knocks,
I'm not opposed to it.
Okay, cool.
An opportunity waltzes in front of you.
Well, I mean, and honestly, like some of it depends on who you're with and what your relationship status is and all that stuff. I mean, like there are some people that, you know, okay, great. Yeah, I'm all about this, and this is what we're doing, and this is what we are all about, and life's good. There are some people who are like, yeah, I'd probably cut somebody before I shared you.
And that's how I am. So, this is what I was getting ready to say is I'm not judging whatsoever. My shock is because I can't even imagine this, because if anybody touched my husband, it's a throwdown. Mm-hmm.
Dave, like, go ahead and put your hand on his shoulder and see what happens.
Well, no, because
hey, now kiss him.
And Amy just flipped the table. Oh my God, she broke him in half.
Might happen.
All right, so are we ready for the question?
Sure. We are ready.
What's your biggest turn on? And we'll go with Stephanie to my right.
Oh God, like biggest? That's really hard. Because it really depends.
That's really hard.
That's her biggest turn on when it's really hard.
Turn on. It was turn on. Did I say turn off?
Yes.
Oh, it was turn on.
I thought you said turn on. That's what I
meant. Turn on, yeah.
She said both.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Amy's just hearing shit.
Okay.
I don't know.
Your biggest turn on.
I honestly can't name something off the top of my head.
That's hard. Isn't it?
Yes. Well, like, especially if you're with one. When you're with the right person, like, they can just breathe on you, and all of a sudden you are like,
but don't you have a little something that they can do that just
I mean, so that
you
might know. Not be the right sound
don't
effect
you?
For that.
Right? I wasn't going for sexy. I was just going
no,
for
no, but isn't
effect.
There something that somebody can do that just, like, sends you through the roof, and you're just like, oh, yeah, right now.
Like the aura is mixed.
Like, with me, I'll tell you right now, with me.
Okay, thank you.
With me, nibble on the back of my neck, I'm done. A little nibble on the back of my neck, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going right now. It's going to happen. So.
Oh,
Amy! It's gone.
Oh.
hence the hickey that you showed up at my house Monday night with.
It wasn't a hickey. I just burned myself with a flat iron.
She forgot to put it her hair down before she
Welcome
got.
To That's My Story, and I'm sticking to it.
So, Stephanie, I have to agree with you. It all depends on the situation. There's
yeah, because it can be like hair pulling.
Yes, there's a
like
number of different things that Jeremy can do, and sometimes it works,
not
sometimes
just, like,
it doesn't.
One little thing that somebody can do, and you're
no.
just like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, like just grab me in public and
oh,
try
that,
to fuck me. Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, that's
a good one.
I mean, that's pretty, like, harsh to say, but
no,
it's the
but
truth.
In
like,
public,
I find that extremely sexy.
I do agree with you on that, too, is it grab me in public. Show your affection. Mm. That's
get all up in here.
That
where, like
yep.
wherever.
Yep. Then we gotta go.
All right, Jeremy.
I like the two B's. I like the boobs and the booty for sure. The booty number one, boob number
oh,
two.
Oh, so you just gotta stick your booty in his face.
Just
I like a nice booty.
Basically, just all I have to do is
so
walk
a hepatitis
out
never
of
hurt
the
anybody.
Bedroom without a shirt on.
Because girls
ready.
Got banging boobs. So
wow.
I mean, hello,
nice. Dave.
candidly, confidence. Dude, a girl that, like, it doesn't matter, like, look, size, any of that shit. If a girl is confident and, like, walks in owning the room, yeah.
Which is funny. Amy and I had that discussion the other day.
We
That'll have to be our next podcast.
Yeah,
maybe.
We will.
Because
we'll
were talking about confidence.
Yeah,
and
we'll go back to that
the difference.
On a later date.
All right. So now we need to go back to our list, but I don't. Oh, we're on
number seven. Number seven.
Which Amy did not know what this one was.
I do not.
So what
I
is
did
it?
Not.
Go ahead. God. Calm down, Stephanie.
It's a sensation play.
Yes. And I told Amy most of the time that's if you're blindfolded.
It's a new sensation. I'm all in excess.
Okay. So when I heard sensation play.
We're not talking about autoerotic asphyxiation.
What I instantly thought
Hutchins.
Was like
I know,
hot
so
wax.
Yes,
feathers, like stuff
tickling,
like that. Yeah,
tickling. That's
right.
A lot of things fall under
but
that.
But there was a lot more that fell under that I was not aware of.
Well, Amy,
is...
a lot of it's blindfolding.
Well, and there's ice like,
or ice.
Yeah.
Yes, those are the things Amy wasn't aware of.
Anytime
like,
you take away
a sense,
and
it heightens the other.
It heightens exactly. Mm-hmm. So sensation play like just plays off of all of that. So
and most,
anything
well, you want to take away the hearing and the sight and stuff like that because you're looking for touch, basically.
Well, and you
is.
Want the vocal response.
Okay, so this is
some people do, some people don't.
No, some
does
people
for
like
some people is a turn on for the silence, but like to like
yeah,
yeah, but that's
like
that whole 50 Shades of Grey don't say anything.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm opening my mouth. I'm
sorry,
kidding.
Sorry.
But I get it.
Yeah. Sorry, Kyle, the wannabe daddy. Go to Amazon.com and buy your riding crop and pretend to be a dom.
Oklahoma! All right, and then the next one is orgasm control.
Orgasm control. And this one I also explained to Amy.
Why? Orgasm control.
Because it's one of those things, and I did have
now, are we talking about edging, or are we talking about just holding off?
We're talking about holding off. Okay. Yeah. So, in a lot of this kind of goes back to the BDSM. I've noticed that a lot with that kind
of. Isn't that part of Kama Sutra?
Yes, that is part of it too.
Isn't that part of the Kama Sutra?
It's getting yourself to the point where you're ready.
I think that might be the whitest girl statement I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. No, it was
Karma Chameleon.
Was that the Karma Chameleon or the Kama Sutra?
Okay, don't make it worse. No, I'm completely embarrassed.
Can the fair go up any higher? I don't think he could turn any redder. I really don't. So,
wasn't that the Karma Chameleon Sutra?
I knew this was going to happen.
So orgasm control, for those who don't know what it is, basically it is getting yourself to the point where you're ready to orgasm, but you stop. And you do this continuously. Sometimes it can be just during one session. Sometimes it can be hours. Sometimes it can actually be days or weeks. And it's supposedly what...
No,
the reason behind this,
Senator,
is,
I just have one question. Why?
Because
yeah, I have a hard time with
when
the
you finally
thing.
No, when you finally do orgasm, it is supposed to be like 10,000 times better.
If I have
because
a better...
you have refrained from it, so when you finally do, it just like it's an explosion.
I feel like
your whole
she's
body.
About to drop a knowledge bomb.
I know, right?
All
right,
if you have mind blowing orgasms all the time, I don't want my head to
not
literally
all people do though.
Legit. Like fucking
no,
jump
if,
off my body.
If you, if
I would
don't,
die.
If I don't get to that point, I'm gonna get angry. I get angry, and then it turns into angry sex.
So,
but no, it is an actual thing. Where
oh wow, it's like an out of body experience.
And it is supposed to. It is supposed
so
to. Like,
I don't.
Yeah, it's supposed
don't
to take you to
it.
Like a higher plane of orgasm. So I just to throw. I'm not saying. That,
well,
know,
I totally understand
I
what you're
it.
Talking about, but
I'm
I couldn't imagine going
about.
A week. I mean, every time it goes down,
do.
It's like it resets.
Oh, we do. Dave, hold on.
Right,
we do
Dave's,
have a paper.
Dave's hyperventilating. So anyway, that's what orgasm control is.
And what were and you is, saying, husband?
I understand what she's talking about. I've done that before myself.
Oh, there
but
we go.
It's like if you go an entire week, doesn't it like reset once it goes down and comes back up again?
No, not really. Not because you're supposed to... It's
about
staying.
Nah, dude. Because if you do it right, once you get her there, you can keep her there.
Yeah, it's you don't just walk away and let it go. You have to.
No, it's about
keep it going.
It's about control too in BDSM relationships.
So like I said, I feel like that's a whole different thing. Like you've got like. To your point, the whole like Kama Sutra, like the tantric sex and all that stuff and being able to hold off and like that's one thing. The BDSM orgasm control where you are not allowed to have one until I tell you it's okay to have one. That's
yeah,
a different,
totally
like,
different.
That's a whole different animal.
It's still,
yeah, no,
it's still controlling.
Is.
Either way, I don't like it.
Thank you, Amy.
I feel like I'm going to isolate that drop and put it in the intro of my show.
Right?
Either way, I don't like it.
Well, we're taking a clip from a show a couple weeks ago where Amy just looks at me and goes, Cass, we had this discussion. We're not going to talk about it. Because that is like half of our conversation.
So, okay, what's narrowing that? It down, bondage, we all know what that is. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about it multiple times.
Do we?
Yes.
Because again, 50 Shades of Grey came out.
Okay, but bondage is basically being tied up. You can't move. Your legs can't move.
No.
Your legs can't move.
No, that's not what that is.
What?
No, so here's the problem.
Get
50
ready
Shades
for
of,
Amy to turn no. Shades of Red.
So 50 Shades of Grey came out.
50 Shades of Red.
Good touch, bad touch. The good touch of 50 Shades of Grey. It opened up a lot of people's eyes and started a lot of conversations and people opened to new experiences. That's great. Bad touch. It sent a lot of dipshits who like think talking back to their mom and their name is Kyle to Amazon to buy a riding crop and started calling themselves a fucking dom.
Yeah.
Like that's not
–
no, that's bullshit. Like so it's like people don't understand truly what
okay,
BDSM
but,
is.
which I know how to tie a knot. I didn't say that. I said bondage. So bondage.
Just the B part, not the whole thing.
Bondage is your hands are restrained or your feet are restrained. Yeah, both.
Part of you is restrained.
Something is restrained.
Fine.
Yes. Yes, you are correct, Amy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my vanilla friend. Where's my bell? You're welcome, my vanilla friend.
#NotMyBellDave
So our next one is actually psychological.
Is DSM? No. Because we just had B.
Oh, my God. Can you turn Steph, turn his mic off.
All right, so number 10,
psychological play. It's his studio. I'm not turning it off.
It's psychological play. And this is the other one that we were talking about.
So, it's gaslighting?
Like humiliation.
Dude, I can't. No.
I can never get on board with this.
Okay. Psychology degree. Let me lay this knowledge on you.
All right. Lay it down, Steph.
There's a difference between, you know, people who are into certain types of fetishes where, like, you may feel a little pain or you might, you know, give up control. That's just sometimes people have a lot of pressure in their day-to-day life and they like not having to worry about stuff.
Right.
Wanting to be humiliated, I feel like hits on another level. And maybe it's just because I don't understand it. And if anybody's listening that can school me on this, please do. From what I know...
That's Jeremy. Sorry, that's Jeremy.
Courtesy of Labette Blue.
Longest beer open.
I mean, for some people, it has to be epic. A turn on to feel like they're just like not human.
Well, right. Like, and this gets back into some of like the whole like bodily function stuff. And like there's a difference between, you know, hey, heat of the moment. Oh my God. You're my dirty little slut.
Just do this.
No, you're saying that, and that kind of stuff. And then there's, hey, I'm gonna, and I still don't understand how this happens, and I truly feel like this only happens in porn. I'm gonna put my foot on your head while I'm banging you from behind because you're gonna get in this weird, awkward gazelle position. Like I just like that's one of those things.
Well, it's
just
calling people names and telling them, you know, you're worthless, blah, blah, blah. And so for some people, I guess that's a turn on. But you know what? It goes back to, what is it, Rule 34? I mean, seriously, anything can become a turn on.
Well, Rule 34 is if you can think about it, there's a porn on the internet for it somewhere.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
And again, like the whole FinDom thing. Like that's one of those things that I don't. Dude, I don't get. But, like, I have a friend of mine who makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah, doing that.
Like, getting, like, just basically verbally humiliating guys who send her money.
That's why it's on our list. Because people
do
that.
Can you, like, hook me up with this chick? Like, not sexually, but.
No. No, you will never know her.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
The corruption's extreme.
So then that leads us to the last one. Now, we know that there is tons of different kinds of porn out
there. Oh, my God.
Different
fetishes.
There are so many.
Yeah,
so
we were just touching on like.
Yeah, we're only touching on some of the more popular ones. But the last one I found is very interesting.
This was interesting to me because I'm intrigued by it.
So, Jeremy.
Wait, is this the like, this is where you pay
attention?
No, this is
the one that intrigues Amy, so you got to pay attention.
Because
besides role playing,
the reason why it intrigues me before
You're
I say
welcome.
What
I'm
it is
here.
Is because I do understand why people are into it, but
you don't know. How
I
to
don't get
it.
It. I don't get it.
All right,
at
and
the same
it's
time.
It's voyeurism.
Voyeurism.
Oh, I
looky
do
Lou.
You like to watch?
Yeah. No.
But you know what? That could be as much. Voyeurism also falls under the
watching
porn. Well,
like to watch or like to be watched?
No.
Both.
No. I think voyeurism and watching porn are two different things.
No, it's not porn. It's
voyeurism is you're watching people actually go at it.
Yeah. It's not watching porn. It's actually watching
people
do it. Or maybe somebody's going to see you do it. Or you're purposely having somebody see you do it.
Doing it in public. Yeah.
And that's where I'm kind of up in the air. I get why people are intrigued by it, but also, like, I really think it all depends on the situation.
But you know what? A lot of people like to have sex in public. It's the thrill of being caught.
I know that a lot of people. There's a
decent
amount of people.
There's a lot of people that like having sex in public
that I'm sure do it. I've never caught anybody that I've wanted to caught or to catch having sex. So
I do have, know. I will I've admit, I have walked in accidentally, and it was the most uncomfortable experience of my entire life.
Other than trying anal?
Only when it was my
ding, uncomfortable ding, ding. And painful, two different things.
I mean, awkward and uncomfortable. I was just going with it.
Come on, I think we should do one more drunken confession.
I agree. Amy, you're going to pick this time since you're so red. You might as well just
fan yourself with a bottle.
Come on, let's just take you.
I'm just going to call her Wonder Red.
You know what I was bummed, though, that wasn't on this list is furries.
That is.
Dude.
Oh, that'd be under your sensations. That'd be under sensations.
No, it's not. No, there's people that are in like the head to toe animal costume.
Oh,
so you don't, okay. Basically, you don't know who you're having sex with.
Well, and so there's a difference between like what is it called? There's a difference between being a furry and yiffing. That's God and screw me for knowing that.
Yeah,
term.
I was going to say the fact that you know this
because I go to PenguinCon.
I know.
And that's, why you guys? Me and Jeremy are coming next year.
Oh, we had that talk where we were smoking.
Yeah. That's what you miss out.
Oh, see, I'm not a smoker, so I miss out on everything.
So, yeah, the yiffing.
That sounds like a
like,
Jewish
it's almost like hentai. Like, here's my thing. Like, I need to know, like, people that are, like, really into hentai, I'm like, look, I just need to know, like, again, I'm all about the flowchart. I've had this kind of, like, I just need to know, like, walk me through the flowchart of your life where watching people have sex is no longer cool and you have to watch, like, Blondie and Dagwood going at it. Like, that's. Like I just because again I just and I'm not judging.
Anime?
I just want to understand.
Yeah, you're talking about like tentacle porn.
Okay, just let's.
Oh, are we totally digressing? All right, Amy, you're
gonna
go ahead.
Confession here. All right, let's just
go ahead. We'll get off tentacle porn at this point. Sorry,
thank you.
Totally downhill with that one.
All right, so it was the first confession I pulled from the box, and I'm actually surprised you left this in the box.
Damn it.
So I'm going to ask it.
Yay!
And Dave, you're going to answer it first.
Okay.
If you could suddenly become invisible, what would you do first?
See, I left a couple vanilla ones in there just to be safe.
Well, it doesn't have to be vanilla.
So if I were to become, like, if I could, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I remember the good touch and the bad touch of invisibility from, there was a great X-Files episode. Guy becomes invisible, gets hit by a car because they can't see him walking down the side of the road and they try to pull over and death.
You still exist in the real world, just people can't see you.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with the Futurama rules, which is anything, which is if I become invisible, anything that I have in or on me becomes invisible. So I'm gonna go with go to a bank, wait for the manager to open the vault, and then just stuff as much money as I can in my mouth until I can get out, and then take money out of mouth and have money.
There you go.
Just all right. The money.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I need saltwater pool money, guys, because I'm trying to compete with Dave. So let's make me invisible so I can get a saltwater pool.
All right.
You got to be able to carry it while you're invisible.
I'm just totally
she's following Dave's lead.
Okay.
So
if you touch the dolly, it disappears.
If I was invisible, what would I do?
Yeah.
Honestly, I have no fucking idea.
Really? You got nothing?
Like, yeah, this is the first time ever that I've just like totally stumped. Do you want me to?
I'll go.
All right.
Okay. So if I were invisible, the first thing I would do would just be to run around screaming.
Well, you're not soundproof.
No,
you're
I know.
No, but that's invisible. The best part. You can fuck with people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say that. Evil. I probably would. I'd probably
run,
just go
down the street with everyone screaming, I'm fucking invisible! Because nobody would believe you, first of all. They'd also hear you, so they would all think they were fucking crazy.
I would totally mess
but
with
like
people.
Hearing God.
Let's be honest. I become invisible. God, am I going to come up with like 50 new ways to fuck with Bob.
Just like carrying things
Bob would be like, God, why do you sound like Dave?
Right. All right, so you guys are kind of leading off with what my answer was going to be. My very first thing I would do is just go to every single bar and fuck with every single drunk.
So fucking with
and
people.
And just move their cups.
Move things around.
The one guy at the bar that is like the most sober. Make him feel like he's the most fucked up and like move his chair a little bit. I think that would be entertaining.
That would be. Jeremy?
I definitely had the idea of stealing a whole bunch of money from Hal.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so I can take care of that.
You can only fit.
And I've always
so
wondered what's been
graces.
Going on in some of these government facilities. So I'd be like, Area 51, baby. We're there walking you go.
Super spy.
Pretty sure they have infrared scanners.
Yeah, I don't think you can get away with
no,
that.
No, no, no. We're going Futurama rules, and you can't see the heat when you're invisible.
I would stand
in a cryo chamber for a little bit and then run in there. So, yeah, I would totally mess with people.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, I feel like that, other than money,
and this is why we're friends.
Would be the most
this is why the three of us ladies get along so well.
Yeah, because we'd all just go mess with people and be like,
hopefully we all become invisible at the same time and we can just do this as a group team.
It's Charlie's Invisible Angels.
Oh, that'd be
yes,
messed up.
That would be so awesome.
My name is Charlie.
I can't grab my beer. It keeps moving, man.
All right.
Oh, my God. How is that not a promo pick for your fucking podcast?
What?
Why do you not have the three of you in a Charlie's Angels pose?
That is an awesome idea, Dave. I guess you have to set that
but,
up.
But Jeremiah,
I have a photo and video.
Okay,
studio.
And so Jeremiah,
do
said
we
he
call
would
you Charlie from now
priest?
On? Jeremiah said he would dress as a priest, which would go really well with that too.
Can we call you Chuck from now on?
My name is Charlie, and they work for me. Absolutely.
No, but instead of Charlie, we need to call him Chuck.
No, I'm good with Chuck.
Who was the other guy? Who was the other guy?
Bosley.
Thank you, Bosley.
All right, so guys, that's bringing us to an end of our podcast.
All right, now
evening.
Hold on. We're going to throw Stephanie under the bus. Stephanie, did you come up with the cheers again this week or no?
I didn't.
Okay. That's okay.
I have
one.
I got
we
it.
Did. We did.
Whoa.
But we're right? not there
two
yet.
2 weeks in a row, we're going to call you out next week as well.
All right, so.
Amy's got to say a couple things.
What is a great toast? Or cheers.
I already have one. So, again, guys, thank you for listening to episode 17.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you to our head engineer, Stephanie. We love you, and I love that you're part of Drunken Confessions.
I love you guys.
Dave, too.
Dave, thank you for doing everything you're doing for us. We love it.
Oh, and Amy said I'm no longer allowed to call you Pimp Daddy.
No, because that's just weird.
I'm sorry, was that Pimp Daddy or Pump Daddy? I just want
no,
okay.
Yeah. So Amy, I'm gonna interrupt you here. So Amy,
oh, wait,
does
I'll
this.
See Pimp Daddy. I'm the one who walks on three chicks every time.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's true. My husband.
So Amy does
us.
This thing with us. So Amy does this thing, and she is so funny because she is so politically correct. She never wants to insult anybody, including me, no matter how long we've been friends. She still is very, like, she almost walks on eggshells. I don't get it. So she like, starts
just a
putting
nice person. I know you're not used to that, but people are nice.
I am actually not used to that. So anyway, she puts on here, she'll put things like Dave, and then she'll put in bold letters, hashtag not my belt. That means I'm not allowed to call you Pimp Daddy anymore. That's her subtle way
she
of making
it.
Because so you're saying she's passive aggressive.
She is. She knows how I read off of the sheet. And I do follow along, okay. And if she changes something, we're screwed. But
well,
yeah,
then, I want to hear. I want to hear this cheers. I'm really sorry.
I know.
Do we have?
No, we're gonna. Yes.
Oh,
we're gonna
Amy wants
that.
To talk about our new segment. We're gonna start.
Yes,
doing.
I. That's what. I, but
is you, that where you were going?
Yes.
And I totally interrupted you.
Oh my
you?
God, I hate you so much.
Oh
right
my
now.
God. Yes. Okay. So go
All
ahead.
Right, so
go
we're
on,
gonna.
Amy. I won't interrupt you again. I promise. All right.
Are
go ahead.
Done?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Hold on. I'm going to open up one of my last
All right. So we're going to introduce a new segment, and it's called...
it's so cool.
That's a great name for it.
No, it's not the name of it.
No, it's called Drunken Advice.
Oh.
We're going
and
to start doing
what
an advice column. Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
I am a drunk ninja when it comes to advice.
Exactly.
Hey, man. Let me
That's
tell you how this
our
works.
Thing. So
You're
how...
a Dalai Lama.
Oh, I'm sorry, Amy. Go ahead.
Go.
She's gonna end up literally cutting her throat. You
oh
better
no!
Be careful.
This happens all the time. It's okay.
So an idea that Cass and I came up with is, Cass and I were, of course, everybody knows we're BFFs, and
are we?
We call each other for everything. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know what to do, or I'm gonna do this, and we think we give each other the best
God,
drunken advice
again.
Ever. Like, well, how do I handle that situation?
Where no. am I going to bury this body?
How am I going to dispose of this body?
I have spots,
body?
By the way, guys, if anyone needs to know. Just saying.
No, so we
just
want
ask
to
Siri, they'll tell you.
We want to have our listeners email, call, whatever, mm-hmm. What you need advice on.
Yeah, because we're amazing at it.
And now we have not just Cass and I, but we can also get Dave's opinion, which is a male opinion.
Is it?
Thanks. for clarifying yeah. that.
We can get
authority. He's got a penis.
We can get Stephanie's opinion, which is kind of
backed by a psychology degree,
thank
baby.
Thank you for saying that. And then you have Cass and I and our two cents. So we really want
between the two of us, that's all we can come up with, is two cents.
Yeah. So, but it's kind of a new segment we want to try out. So
it's going to be our advice column.
Yep. So instead of Dear Abby, it's Dear Drunken Advice.
Yes,
we need your
drunken
help.
Advice. So yeah.
So here's how I would do that. Like, I think this could be like funny. Like, you could do it one of two ways. Either, hey, people send us an email or a Facebook message,
mm-hmm.
or like spend the dollar a month and get like a sideline number or a burner number or something like that, and then have people leave you a voicemail.
Yes.
And you could actually, you could say, hey, if you want, we'll play your voice on the air. Let us know. Or, like, we can run it through
or
a disguiser and all that shit.
Anonymous.
We can distort it.
And we can talk about that when we're not on air anymore.
No, that's a great idea, though.
No, but these are ideas. And yeah. this is
why are you trying to limit me?
This is why I want to talk to you on air, is to let our listeners know that we are involving. We are trying to come up with new ideas. We need to hear from you.
Listen, just because you have big, beautiful
eyes.
Eyelashes.
All right,
doesn't
so,
mean.
So on that note, thank you guys again. Thank you, Podcast Detroit. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, husband, for coming in again.
You are welcome.
Oh, and Friday, we're going to do
Friday,
our first
we're doing
video ever.
Oh, hot dog okay. challenge.
The hot dog challenge.
Do you understand there are cameras in the goddamn studio?
Yeah, we said we were
all
doing it at Amy's house, though, remember?
But all of, like, everything could be Facebook
Live. I know,
live.
We're going everything. To start doing this, but we got to break Amy in gently.
Well, everybody wants to see wieners in people's mouths.
We got to break Amy in gently.
All right, so.
So I've heard.
She's like a baseball mitt. We kind of got to run her over a few times a year.
On that note.
We got to cover her in oil and wrap her in a rubber band overnight.
And run her over a car.
We can talk about this later, y'all.
I like that idea.
I want to hear this cheer.
Right, here is my, it's actually advice. Well,
we all need advice when it comes to drinking.
And I'm a huge George Burns fan. Love him.
All right.
Said it best when he said, it only takes one drink to get me drunk. The trouble is, I can never remember if it was the 13th or 14th.
Cheers!
That's a cigar-smoking bastard.
All right. So, guys, thank you again for tuning in to episode 17.
Join us next week for 18. Woo-hoo. Or actually, join us Friday when we do our hot dog challenge. See how many hot dogs we can fit in your mouth.
If the lighting is good enough, I'll even share it on my own Facebook page.
I have a GoPro. We're GoProing this shit. So anyway,
all right, love you guys.
I mean, I've got the laptop and the cams and the gear. We just had them at the con. I haven't even unpacked yet.
Ooh, perfect. Okay, so Dave's got the hookup.
All right. Till next time, ladies.
Till next time. All right, love you guys, and peace out.
Love ya.
Mean it.